This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. Glad to have you here. You know, it's our 10th year, and I always think about the educational stuff, the informative stuff. How about this? The illuminating stuff? The instructive and revealing things that we have done over all these years on the podcast, bringing the Automotive Repair Network leadership, insights, and ideas to our great industry. Thank you so much to our great sponsors. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with NAPA AutoTech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, did you know that NAPA Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, everybody. I have Alex and Bob Saladna. Hey, guys. And Bob, you were a last-minute addition, so thank you so much for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
The two founders of Wicked File. Bob, I don't know how you have time to do all this stuff since you own 9 shops.
Now, they all pretty much run themselves, thankfully, for Wicked File has a lot to do with it. I've got a good group of guys that work for me. The system helped me root out the bad actors, and we've got a lot of good people that work for us, so everything runs super smooth.
What a testimonial that is. Well, look, we've had Alex on previously, episode 970, back July of 24. I found it to be a fascinating article. What I'm curious about is to get an update, because I know you guys are really rocking the world with, I think you must have geniuses sitting in the back room saying, what about this? What about this? We found an error here. So I'm looking in my curiosity to rediscover again what's going on with Wicked File, to find money, to make money, to discover missing credits, and oh my God, all the other unique things that you're doing. Alex, what's new?
I appreciate the intro there. And, you know, the thing I'm really excited about is so much is new, Carm, from what we spoke about over the summer. You know, back then, there was a lot of great feedback that we were hearing from the customer base, a lot of interesting things that we were starting to see with how people were using Wicked File, right? And just for those who aren't familiar with what we do, you know, we basically help track the flow of parts for auto repair shops inside of your business today. And so what I mean by that is that water pump you bought, you know, for your shop that was going to go on a customer's car, sometimes it doesn't end up on a car, or maybe two were ordered and one, you know, went missing, or one was supposed to be returned and it was never credited back, right? People today are tracking this stuff by hand, and it's really, really hard to get the insights into how my business is actually doing. And, you know, there's resources everywhere that'll tell you how to make more money, how to grow your shop, but there aren't a lot of resources out there that help you retain what you already have. And that's what Wicked File is. It's years of experience. It's millions of dollars of loss over time from shop owners that we've talked to all over the US, and it's best practices bundled into a solution and designed to tell you what's working and what's not in the shop today.
Yeah, it's a mental picture that I think we need to create, Alex. There's the bundle of parts sitting kind of in the corner, and I don't care if you're the COO, the general manager, or the owner, and you're walking by and you see 2 or 3 items there, and you should do what any good shop owner is. What are those things for? Well, they're from that Buick. This thing is from that Lincoln, and they got it. And you make that mental picture. Life goes on. It gets crazy. The air conditioning comes on. The heat comes on. Life happens. 2 weeks later, you're asking, hey, what's that for? That's right. You say to yourself, that's for the Buick. That's for the Lincoln. But yet, you ordered 2 parts. They didn't know about it because one wasn't right. Year changed. And now you've got a stash of inventory, to your point, that maybe was never used, or something was used, but it never got returned, because we're making the assumption that it's yet to be installed. And so now we've got these parts sitting and sitting. Listen, I've been in enough shops to know that there's so much stuffed in the corners and on shelves that probably are credits due that you have paid for and never billed.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, my dad can speak to this way more than I can even, but we've just seen some crazy stuff. I mean, I've seen situations where people have been using the corporate card to buy stuff from Petco, right? I've seen situations where things were you know, double ordered or triple ordered, like someone ordered four window actuators, right? And one of them went on a car, the other three went home with the employee. Or even looking outside of theft, right? Like just looking at things like the vendor, you know, not scanning stuff in when the part gets back to the warehouse for a return. The shop never sees that credit. But the problem is, if you're not looking at all of this stuff, right? You're not looking at the business as a whole, you're never going to be able to catch everything.
By the way, you said something great. I got to stop you for a minute. This just hit my head. Why would we want to be doing business with a supplier that doesn't want to give us 24-hour credit assurance?
I agree with that 100%.
And if they don't, as a rule, demand it.
Exactly. And I think, too, I would take that a step further and say, I wouldn't want to do business with a supplier who, you know, doesn't do anything about it if this stuff is brought up. There are some great suppliers out there where, you know, unfortunately, the employees are stealing from the vendor themselves, right? And it's no fault of the vendors, but if the vendor catches this or sees this, or the shop sees it and bubbles that back up to the vendor, the vendor acts on that immediately. That's how you know you've got a great vendor who's trying to improve what they're doing today.
Bob, since I haven't had you ever on the show with Alex, and since this was so critical and important to your shops, you know, you talk about a place to test everything out of your 9 shops. Can you just guess how much money you could have saved over the years that Wicked File's been around?
I know for us, it made an 8.65% difference in our overall profitability. There's so many moving pieces. It's really a big area of loss for a lot of shop owners that they don't even think about. Just having the insights to make sure that the monies that are being spent, if a manager goes out, you know, buys $20 in gas, did it go in a customer's car? Did it go in his car? Where did it go? But even having that insight to see it and know that somebody was either billed for it or it was costed out on the management system is huge. It sounds like a small amount, but when you add that in combination with the parts you returned and you didn't get credit for, the cores. I mean, we had one shop. We had a $1,200 core sitting in the back behind a shelf that nobody knew about. Now, Jana was watching it, my girl who watches all of our Wicked File stuff, and found it. And it's like, this needs to get sent back. And so there's so many moving pieces in the automotive industry. It's next to impossible for a bookkeeper to keep up with it. For most bookkeepers, the definition of bookkeeping is, I'm going to make sure that I have every invoice for the statements. And that's only a piece of it. You got to look at every dollar that's spent from the company. It's associated with a statement. Every line item on that statement's associated with an invoice, or those dollars spent are associated with an invoice, whether it's at a grocery store, a hardware store, a parts vendor, whatever. Then, did all those parts go on my invoices? What happened to all those parts? Are they in inventory? Are they on my customer's invoices? Where are they? And if they do go on the, if they're not on the customer's invoice and they're not supposed to be inventoried, were they returned? And if they were, did I get my money back? We've seen it all the way down to the credit card companies. We had one with Global Imports. We had returned a power steering pump. We had a $400 core on it. I believe it was a power steering pump, but we returned it. Global gave us the credit card receipt. And at that time, we weren't pulling in the banking information and the credit card information. But soon as we started pulling in the credit card and the banking information, first thing the system kicked up is it said, hey, you didn't get this $400 credit back. And so I thought, surely that's a mistake, because we had the credit card slip with a credit on it. Susan went back through all the American Express statements all the way back to September, and no, we didn't get the money back. So we called American Express, and you hear the guy typing on the keyboard, and he goes, oh yeah, that's a computer glitch. I'll release the funds. Well, is it a computer glitch? No, you start seeing stuff. To me, I call it legalized theft, because is it theft? Yeah, because you shouldn't have those issues happen. But it's just like a lot of vendors, you know, dealerships and stuff. If you don't tell them, we had a $5,000 engine core to Jaguar that we returned, we never got our credit. And after 60 days, we called them and we're like, hey guys, you know, where's our money? We got the signed RMA. We never got a credit. They go, oh, you got to tell us how you want that applied. Do you want a check or do you want a credit card credit?
Okay, I got to stop you for a moment because my curiosity is killing me. Is Wicked File saying, warning, here's some red flags after it does its matching and you're scanning and you're matching, Do you always go every morning to some Wicked File dashboard to see some red flags?
Yeah, so Wicked File shows you parts purchased for repair orders that were not on the customer's repair order. And it puts it into a bucket telling you they need to be returned. If you returned them and you scanned an RMA into the system now changes the status of that part to say, hey, this was returned on this date. I'm waiting for a credit. If you never receive that credit, either on a statement or the money going back into your account, it sits in limbo in that bucket, and everything in that bucket is money that parts that you've returned that you have not received your money back on.
Got it. Okay. You said earlier 8.6% was you believed your savings was. Are you talking about net profit or gross profit?
That's our net profit. I mean, it was a huge number.
It's huge. You do $1 million shop, but you can't make up 8.6% without some real heavy work.
Yeah, and bear in mind, that was between from years 2021 to 2024. So each year, as the system has evolved, you can see those parts costs start to drop. And the other thing that it really helped out a lot with it, like I said earlier, it got rid of the bad actors. We had managers we caught stealing. We had all kinds of stuff going on that bubbles up really quickly to the surface. Because you start, you know, you see where they went out to literally Home Depot and bought stuff for their house and put on the company credit card.
The thing that I love about what Wicked File does is I think about my business, our media company, and when you see an entry in a credit card statement, for example, Bob A. and American Express, and you get a chance to, with Wicked File, to match it to something. So to your point earlier, we went on and had to buy gas for this particular vehicle, but you never know. Why did we need $50 worth of gas for a test drive, even if it was out? So you're asking yourself, where do I apply it to as far as the cost? And then you realize how little you made on that ticket or that customer's, unless you're starting to say, why did we do this? There's a whole lot of, why are we doing this?
Yeah, and you don't know. Is it $50 in gas or was it $20 for beer and $30 for gas? You know? And if you ever get audited and the IRS walks in, IRS is going to look at that entry. And if you don't have a receipt for that, as far as they're concerned, you bought beer for your house, so, or for yourself. I mean, that's not deductible if you're out buying things on the company card and it's not business related. So this also gives you that great tool. And I've been through a field audit before where when they come waltzing in your office and they said, we're here for an audit, here's your bill of rights or your rights. And they want to sit down and go through all your documents and paperwork. They got usually specific things they look for, but now you can just have view only access to this and say, hey, knock yourself out. Any invoice, anything you want to see is right here. Every dollar I spent, you can, you know, look in my accounting platform, or you can look right here because we bring in all the transactional insights. Every transaction comes into Wicked File. So they can see how much it was, who it was for, what date it was, and they can click on that and it takes them straight to the invoice or to the statement.
I just had a wild idea. So I own a couple of shops and the wife owns a flower shop. Could I use Wicked Files for the flower shop?
So today with Wicked File, we mainly focus on the auto space, right? And, you know, with the whole idea of tracking the flow of stuff and seeing where things are going, there's obviously a lot of applications with a lot of different industries, but we chose auto repair because it was something that was near and dear to our hearts. We understood the processes and the problems and what stuck out with that. But with that being said, you know, this, you're kind of getting onto the right idea, which is, you know, this problem is bigger than, you know, just the auto repair space. A lot of other industries struggle with this problem, but we've created a tool that really complements and is really built for people in the auto repair business. It doesn't just mean independent auto repair shop owners, right? You could be a franchise. You could be diesel or trucking. You could be a body shop. Those other industries are areas that we're also, you know, referring to, you know, auto repair. And so we're touching a lot of differences, different parts of this industry, but we're really just focusing on automotive today.
Are you a Napa Auto Care Center who is ready to take your shop to the next level? Then the Premier Tier Napa Auto Care Gold Certified Program is exactly what you need. Gold Certified Auto Care Centers provide customers with a consistent experience no matter where they are in the U.S. Now, this means they are more likely to return and support your shop or find your Gold Certified Auto Care Center while on the road. Gold Certified members can maximize technology, increase their local marketing opportunities, and have a fully trained team that keeps up with the latest trends. Simply put, the Gold Certified Napa Auto Care Program, powered by your local brand, will set you apart. A true partnership is a two-way street. Shops must meet specific criteria to be eligible for the many benefits of gold. Now, Napa Auto Care rewards its most committed partners, their gold certified members, with free premium shop referrals on the Napa online locator, annual marketing dollars, an enhanced warranty, training opportunities, program rebates, and so much more. Are you ready to get started? Contact your local Napa sales representative to discuss your eligibility and apply today. More than 16% of light-duty vehicles on the road are EV and hybrid. Is your shop ready to safely and properly service them? Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with Napa Auto Tech's innovative EV-ready Level 1 high-voltage awareness and maintenance training. Hey, take your auto care center to the next level, the gold level, with the Napa Auto Care Gold Certified Program. This program is for the best of the best who can provide a consistent consumer experience and earn the trust of returning and new customers. Talk to your Napa sales representative about how you can become a gold certified shop. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Alex, what have you been working on?
So we've got two things that we've come out with. The first one is called Navigator. You can almost think of it as your AI assistant, where you can ask questions about your repair orders, about your credit card transactions, about your parts invoices, and actually have it almost like having an assistant or like a consultant in the shop give you, you know, opportunities to improve your business, things that might not be working well, anything that you can think of. You know, we've tried to make this so you can ask it these questions. And this was something that came out just recently in August. And so this is the first piece of what we came out with our release. And what's great about this is I can literally ask it questions. And this was one that a franchise shop owner I was talking to told me he was asking Navigator, which was basically, what jobs are being declined the most in my shops? And what day of the week has the most declined work? I'm going to say 4/20/25. It's going to sift through 53,000 repair orders that have been uploaded into the system. And it's going to tell me a brief report or a brief summary of what it sees based on the information that I've uploaded. So you can see it immediately spits out a report. Brake fluid flushes are one of the biggest ones. And you can see on Tuesdays, that is the highest day of the week where we see the most amount of declined work for brake fluid flushes. So now I know what parts are being declined the most or what jobs. I know the day of the week. So maybe my team is, you know, kind of kicking back after they get through the Monday rush, and Tuesday's kind of a day where they're not selling as hard. But then I can also know what types of jobs, whether it be air filter replacements, spark plugs, and other stuff is, you know, related to me not being able to sell more into the business.
Man, so did you have to get involved with AI software, or did you write this language search?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that we, you know, leveraged existing technologies today, but also created a lot of our own technology, a lot of our own logic and, you know, AI capabilities within this to really make this something that can, you know, be turnkey for the shop owners, right? This isn't just something where you can go onto ChatGPT and say, hey, you know, ChatGPT, tell me all about my repair orders, right? This is a lot more than that, because what it's tying in is not just actionable insights of things that we've learned, you know, working in the space for years, but at the same time is stuff that we've induced a lot of best practices and a lot of industry knowledge into this logic and this technology as well to give you, you know, a auto repair tailored response. And that's why, to your earlier question, Carm, I really wanted to emphasize, you know, this is built for auto repair first and foremost. Even though there are other use cases, this is where the magic really starts to shine.
It's fascinating. If you can think it, can we ask it?
Pretty much. I mean, there's obviously limits to everything, right? It can't run your shop for you, but...
But Alex, I would rather see it fail while I continue to challenge my think. Here's this great piece. Why Tuesdays? I would love to sit down with my people and say, what's this mean? It's almost like the heavens are looking down.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. And I think the biggest thing within business, right, is it's not always knowing what the right path is, right, or what the best solution is or what the best option is. Those are all good things, right? And they do help. But the thing that matters even more than that is knowing what questions to ask, right? A person who can understand what the right questions are to ask can literally make or break a business. And the great thing about this tool is if you have an idea of where you want to try to improve your business, or you just even need some inspiration, this thing kind of takes whatever's at the top of your mind, runs with it, and can give you insights into, you know, what are the conversations, what are the questions you need to be asking your team in order to challenge them and make them better in what they're doing today. And that's something that would have required weeks of research to even get remotely close to what you're seeing and what we could get in just a matter of a minute.
So I'm looking to improve some productivity, efficiencies, and I say, we're a big brake shop and we just do brakes all the time. What navigator, what brake pads and rotors should I keep in stock so that I can have 10-second delivery instead of 15 or 20-minute delivery? Give me the top 10 pad rotor combos to stock. Could you do that?
Yeah, so I could say, and if you notice, I shifted what I was asking about. So in this case, I don't want to ask my repair orders this question, right? I'm going to go ask my parts invoices these questions, right? Because this is a bit more in tune to what I'm buying and the cost, right? So I changed it to parts and I said, you know, what are the top 10 types of brake pads and rotors that I should be buying, and how can I potentially improve who/what I am buying for these types of parts? I'm just going to say in 2025. I'm kind of just shooting this one from the hip. And what's cool, and we talked about limitations earlier, right? What's cool is if the question we're asking is too broad or, you know, not quite cohesive as far as understanding what to ask, right? It'll actually come down here and say, hey, you know, I see what you're trying to ask, but could you give me some more clarity, right? So, you know, right here it's saying, you know, do you mean like you want to improve what you're buying for? You know, what aspects of your purchase do you want to improve? And so now I know what I need to add, or even like it gives me the exact type of question it thinks I'm trying to ask and how it wants to see it. And so now I can say, okay, this is what I'm trying to ask right here. Let me come back up to the top, edit that question, ask it again. And what it's going to do is it's going to pop out a response now that is a little bit more in line with what I'm looking. So you can see Worldpac just dominates what we're doing in the brake and rotor pad space. And you can see our spend, the average cost. It's saying, hey, this is your primary supplier. You know, the average cost is the lowest among your top vendors. So this is the one you probably want to buy from. Yeah. You can dive into that. So this is kind of where, you know, it becomes more of like a conversation, right? So what I would ask after that is, hey, can you break down the part numbers, the top 5 part numbers from Worldpac?
Scary good.
Yeah. And I had a shop owner, he was on one of our webinars recently talking about this. And he, you know, was up till like 2 a.m. just searching through this thing and asking it questions, right? And asking follow-on questions like what we're talking about here. And he was able to find opportunities to adjust his parts matrix that made, I think it was like a 15% difference on the profitability that he was seeing on those parts after adjusting the matrix, which was huge. And so, you know, these types of questions you can ask now, these follow-on questions, like, you know, now give me the part numbers or stuff like that, can really make a big difference in the shop.
I guess if you can think it, you could probably, you know, do it, ask, react to the information that's coming. Can we dive into the customers and the frequencies and the kind of maintenance work, the repair, the emergencies, the calibrations? It obviously knows all of that. So there's probably a million, I mean, if you could, again, it goes back to what I just said. If you can think it, you could probably get some information on your business. This is, I'm not sure I want to say this, but it's like DNA on your business.
100%. And you can, you know, go deeper. Like I know a lot of shops, they'll say like, what's the make and model car that I see that comes in that has the most declined work, right? Or the least profitable, right? So now they know what types of cars they want to market the most to, you know, is Audi doing far better than, you know, Land Rover or Porsche, right? And now they can start to get an idea of, you know, maybe who their target audience is or who they're not, you know, marketing to as much that they could be otherwise and get a lot of value out of. So now they can go to their marketing group and say, hey, you know, I want to bring in more Audi owners because we do really, really well with this type of car.
Is the input, the scanning, is it a heavy lift for some shop owners? They, I want to do this. This is great. And you find out in a couple of months, I just haven't kept up with the workload.
I think at first, any type of change in the business can seem hardest for at first, but we've done a really good job making this a easy turnkey process for shop owners. And what I mean by that, Karim, is, you know, we've got five different ways you can bring documents in today. You can scan it. Obviously, we integrate with Google Drive and Dropbox. So if you're using those today, you really don't have to change much at all. You can even have the vendors, if they support email invoicing, which a lot of the big ones do, email those invoices straight into Wicked File. So now you don't even need to scan for those vendors. So, you know, we have so many different ways that we support today that what I often find with shop owners is that's really not that big of a deal anymore. And, you know, as things get more advanced and shops get further and further along, you're seeing a lot more shops start to adopt digitalizing their documents anyway. So that's an objection that we see, you know, not nearly as much as people might think.
Hey, Bob, take me to the day when you sat down with Alex and said, I got this idea. And what did he say?
I actually started developing this back in like 2015 when I had a bunch of theft between a couple managers and employee. And I had a CFO at that time and she just did a random audit and found all this loss. I didn't know she was doing it. So I had worked on it for a while. Cecil Bullard, who was, we were consulting with him. Cecil came in and looked at our business practices and we showed them the super early version of this, which basically only OCR'd invoices and matched them to our SMS. He said, man, he goes, you got to keep working on this. He goes, this is huge for the automotive industry. He goes, you just have no idea how badly people need this. I had been working on it, hiring developers, couldn't really find anybody to do it. And then one day I was talking to my brother, who I knew did some stuff for the government, and he was a software developer, and I was just trying to find out if he knew anybody that could help me with this. And he said, I can do that. He goes, I did all the OCR procurement. I was in charge of the development of that for the DOD. So he said, I'll do that. Make me a partner in it, and I'll do it. So he quit, started working on it. He had built up the infrastructure with the AWS, all the backup servers and everything, and Alex was working in software himself. And one day I was showing Alex what Paul was building. And Alex said, Dad, he goes, we don't even have this with our company. The company he worked for was an international company. He goes, this kind of infrastructure. He goes, if I quit, can I, you know, partner with you guys? And I talked to Paul and we said, yeah, man, it'd be great. Come on. And Alex came on and then he took over the role of CEO and he's done a fantastic job building those connections, help guiding the company, help guiding development, setting up all the back-end sales and support people. We have refined this thing. And first thing Alex realized is everything I want is not what everybody else wants. So he found that happy balance for everybody. it's taken off. And this year, it's crazy how much the word's gotten out over time. And we get so much referral work. It's exciting to see. I'm excited about seeing it help people and hearing all the stories of where they've, you know, have caught, you know, theft and bad things that could have put them out of business and just totally turned their business around. Because, you know, my mom taught me when I was a kid, she said, never focus on the money, always focus on the job. If you do a good job, the money will always follow, and I always have. And I get more out of seeing the happiness come from in the excitement from people than anything else.
Navigator, the only thing you guys got that's new, is there anything else?
There are some new stuff. So we also have this thing called custom reports, right? So, I mean, it's great that I can ask questions, but, you know, now thinking about, okay, I have this AI tool that can kind of coach me. It could kind of tell me how to improve my business. It can help guide me on best practices, right? A lot of really neat things that it can give me as far as how do I improve. But now there's the other half, which is how do we, you know, ensure that these improvements stick around? You know, what are some things that we can do better? And basically, this is a report builder where you can build any type of report that you're looking to make on what is going on inside my business. And so you can see I've got a couple out of the box right here that come included with the software. And so if I wanted to see a repair or a report on like what cores are not being credited back for the current month, I can click on this right here. It gives me a list of all my cores that have come into the shop that do not have a credit yet. So you can see some of these have a return slip, but no credit. Some of them are just the invoice itself. And now the system's tracking it. And I got this nice, you know, kind of short list that's constantly being kept up with automatically that I can use to see what cores are still floating around the business and what aren't. And I can click on all of these.
Alex, I can imagine when the supplier comes in, the first job that they do is they go to the office and they say, okay, run my report. What's outstanding? I mean, it's their job to make sure it happens. But they wouldn't necessarily know with no matter what access they have to the account's information. It's more important that they work with you on that.
Exactly. And what's great is like, let's say you don't like any of these reports, or you have a really specific use case that you want to focus in on. I can easily come here to new report. Let's say I want to look at my most at-risk repair orders that are having the biggest amount of problems. I can say, hey, I want to make a report on my repair orders. I want to see, you know, last week's for, you know, these two locations. You know, show me the ones that are high risk right here.
Define high risk for me. Comebacks?
So, yep, I can do that. I have one RO here, right? And this is my one high risk RO of all my ROs. So what that means is this. If I click on that RO, we have this kind of sliding line. And we're like, how does this RO compare as far as like how good everything looks? You know, how well did everything end up on the RO at the right costs, at the right margins, compared to the average one in my shop? And you can see this one's doing significantly worse. And what's causing it is our RO margin is 25%. The parts margin is minus 29%. And the reason this is so low is because there's $175 missing on this ticket. I can scroll down here. You can see all the jobs we did on this RO. And then I can see the parts, like this air fuel sensor, that was never put on the ticket. So we never added it on here. We don't see a credit memo for it. And so if we don't see it on the credit, or we don't see it in inventory, or we don't see it on the repair order, what happened to it? And that's something, yeah, you ate it. And that's something that's worth my time to focus on as a parts manager or a GM or an owner.
Ooh, I have chills. I'm going to go back to that 8.6%, Bob. Here I'm setting up with my coach, my friends, my person, my network. I'm saying, listen, next year, 5% additional in my net operating income. I'm doing a 6. I'm going for an 11. And in the back pocket, I'm getting Wicked File. And I know I may get that on my very own by being a better, what's the word? Scrupulous manager to the data.
It really helps you get rid of the bad actors. And then the guys that would do things right when they know you've got visibility to all that. And the visibility is very organic and not complex, like you're having to go through piles of invoices and trying to figure it out. The behavior just naturally ceases or corrects itself everywhere else. And it's just made for a super smooth operation. You know, I probably spend 10 or 15 minutes a day on my businesses, and that's it. I'm done.
You say bad actor a couple of times now in this episode, and apparently that has a big impression upon you because this was born out of those kind of issues. And as a mature, well-run company who's even looking to be better run, and we use Wicked File to ferret out issues, I can only think that you would call it a wizard because he's kind of all-knowing and all-seeing. That's how I look at it. You know, go to the wizard, figure it out.
I'm working on building a true wizard.
Well, I love the whole idea that you guys have this forward-thinking vision. You've got a hell of a platform. You know where it can go. And I just love what you guys are doing. I mean, it's almost like I want to go own a shop again so that I could play with this.
Our goal is to make it easy for you. If you're a multi-store owner, you can focus on opening new locations and you don't have to babysit the existing locations. You know, even if you're a single shop guy and you really want to learn your business and you want to build it up, we just want to help car shop owners truly understand where their business is and how to get that business to the next level. Because those are things I had to learn by making a lot of mistakes. And I want to take that out of it.
Guys, this was great. Thank you for the update. I'm sure there's a million more things. We've got to have you on more often, Alex, so that we can hear what's going through you, both of your guys' heads. And oh, Carm, let me show you this new cool new toy in our sandbox, and it's going to be great. We're going to actually build castles with it. Oh, my God. I love it. Alex, Bob, Saladna, thank you so much. Wicked Files and hearing about the new Navigator. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.